Welcome again to the WIS Community So That Happened podcast. I'm going to be continuing our series called Flipping the Switch today, where we talk to community members and business owners about how their lives have changed since the coronavirus pandemic and what they're doing to deal with it. Today I'm going to be talking to Veronica Zazowski, who is the manager of the Menominee Farmers Market. The Farmers Market opens tomorrow on Saturday for the season, and we're going to talk about new things that are happening at the market, what you can expect to see there because of the pandemic, and how life has changed for her and how new things have to be happening. I'm talking today to Veronica Zazowski, the manager of the Menominee Farmers Market, and we're going to be talking about the Farmers Market and how life has changed there because of the pandemic, and about the Farmers Market in general. So a lot of changes have happened in the past few days. There was the Supreme Court decision opening up the state, and a public health order from Dunn County late yesterday, and I'm sure right now you're scrambling to figure out how all that stuff fits in, but can you tell me what you're doing in the farmers market and how things have changed because of the pandemic?
Sure. Well, first of all, Steve, I'd like to thank you for having and inviting me for this interview. It's a great opportunity to connect with the local area residents. So the farmers market has been through a lot of changes in the past 3 months. It did start with canceling our spring meeting on March 14th, and that put a lot of stress on our vendors. We do have a variety of vendors that attend the farmers market for many years, and of course, with all the pandemic and all the media and the stress and the cancellation of the spring meeting for the farmers market, many did not know if the farmers market will happen. We had daily phone calls from vendors asking us what should they be doing. Should they plant their garden? Should they buy seeds? Should they do the starters? Because those are the decisions they are making in March and April and May. You can't just grow a garden overnight. This is something you have to plan in advance. And in addition to that stress of not knowing if they will have an outlet of having the farmers market, if they will be selling, they had to make life decisions because this is their livelihood. This is how many families survive, is to having income from their sales at the farmers market. And really, we did not have answers. Just like many other people, we were looking for the latest updates. We were hoping that things are gonna, get some kind of guidance, and there was no guidance. And as we start seeing stores changing their policies, we started seeing other farmers marketing adjusting and trying to find ways to survive and, adjust to the situation. We did come up with a plan, and that plan has been changing every week. Right now, we're looking to open the farmers market tomorrow, May 16th. We have 32 farmers market vendors that are going to be participating. To understand the drastic difference, this time last year, we had more than 100 families that were approved for the season. We're about a third of what we used to be. Now, I don't really know if once things are changed, will we have more people? Will more people apply? But I know people are scared. We have a lot of elderly people. We have a lot of people in category where they really should not compromise their health. And for a farmer who is working on a field, being sick and not being able to work a day or two or even a week, it's a catastrophe. There are animals to be fed, there's land to be taken care of. So it's a greater risk for many to participate and potentially bring home a disease that could compromise the well-being of the entire family.
Sure, I understand that. And, you know, farmers, especially small farmers, are having a hard time of it as it is. So anything that throws life into further chaos is a real problem. Okay, you've answered some of my questions already. Can you tell me what particular precautions you're going to be taking at the market tomorrow for the virus issues?
Absolutely. So first of all, we're changing vendor placement. Instead of having vendors facing each other and having customers walk in the middle, we're putting all vendors back to back, and we are using every other space. So ideally, a vendor will not have anybody intimidating them right into their back. So there should be empty space. We're keeping a good distance between the vendors and allowing social distance for the farmers market visitors. With that, we're also requiring all farmers market vendors to wear a mask. We do not have a mask requirement for patrons. That is done for multiple reasons, and I do encourage our farmers market visitors to wear a mask. We do this for you. Please do the same for us. And the other issue that we are facing is handling money. We are asking all vendors to have at least two people in their booth and to have one person to handle the money and the second person to actually handle the product. We are asking our market vendors to have everything packaged. So all produce vendors are encouraged to have everything prepackaged in plastic or paper bags. We are also not having any ready-to-eat foods, so no lunches, no egg rolls or sandwiches. There is no lunching in the farmers market. We are asking not to bring the pets. And it's basically one-way farmers market, shop and go. There's no socialization. There's no social time that farmers market used to provide.
Well, I understand. You know, I'm on the board at Menominee Market Food Co-op, and we're going through a lot of all those same changes. And it's really difficult when you're, you know, not only a food vendor, but a place where people like to hang out and talk to each other and socialize. So that's rough on everybody. But I appreciate that you're taking all of those steps. You know, a lot of this just boils down to people in the community caring for each other in general, and the masks and other steps like that are an important part of that. So what hours are you open tomorrow?
We open at 8 a.m. and the market runs until 1 p.m. Vendors are free to go home if they're sold out. And early days of the season are usually we're packed in the morning with products, but then as vendors sell out, they're going home. So I do encourage people to shop early in the morning.
Yeah, it's that part of the day when if you grow your own food, or if you're a farmer, you don't have a lot so far, and what you have is kind of specialized. So I will be down there, and I will stop in tomorrow. And I hope things go well for you. Anything else new this year that you want to talk about?
No, not really. It's we covered a lot, and I'm very excited, actually. Despite the situation, I am excited to be at the farmers market. I'm excited to see people, and I will have my brightest smile under my mask, and I think it's going to shine through.
I'm sure people will see it in your eyes. Okay, well, thank you for talking to me. It's a tough time all around for everybody right now, and I'm really glad to see that you're going to be open tomorrow, and I hope you have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Veronica and the Farmers Market for doing such a great job here in Menominee and bringing food to people and bringing local food to people. We're going to continue the series. The next episode, we will be talking to some businesses in Menominee that have reopened and what that experience has been like for them. We'll talk to you soon.